it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyce.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Let me try that again. Hey, Hug.
J. Anthony Brown.
You need to put it on your list. Hey, what up, Hug?
She's already there, Jay. She's already there.
I don't know how many times.
I'm about to have premature ejaculation. Sybil Wilkes, you are.
It's a Tuesday.
Hey, y'all, two of my favorite people on radio. How y'all doing this morning?
Wow.
What about you, Sybil? You okay?
I'm good.
Okay. Hey, Jay, Hulk Hogan didn't mention your name in his racist rant, did he?
No, he didn't.
Y'all heard this mofo supposedly mention Jamie Foxx's name in his racist sex tape?
No, he didn't. Jamie.
Yeah, who knew Tom Racist really hates famous black celebrities? He's the Donald Sterling of wrestling. You know, Donald Sterling had a problem with Magic Johnson. Y'all remember?
Oh, I remember.
Y'all remember he was ranting Magic Johnson hasn't done anything for the black community? And just like Donald Sterling, racist Chuck Hogan had a problem with these Magic Johnsons his daughters was partaking in. You like that, Sybil? Chuck Hogan?
Yes, sir.
His daughter was partaking in. That's a funny word. Y'all, let's tweet that, partaking in. Y'all see what Dennis Rodman sent out a I am Hulk Hogan's black friend tweet?
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman says he's known racist Chuck Hogan for 25 years and there isn't a racist bone in his body. Well, he got racist when he was boning, didn't he, Sybil?
When he was boning, he got racist.
Thank you, Tom. You got that. Your beige ass going on my list, too. Hey, y'all, put Dennis Rodman on my list, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
He's also endorsing Trump. So we got the worm, the racist wrestler, and the wild hair Republican hedgehog. Sound like a book, doesn't it, Sybil? And why do we even get mad at that peculiar-looking mofo at this point? I mean, he's Kim Jong-un's best friend. What do you expect? We don't F with Dennis Rodman like that anyway.
Right.
The only thing the world can get from us are hooks. Happy belated birthday to Jennifer Lopez, y'all.
Aww.
All right, so I didn't anticipate this to be longer than.
That's not the first time you've heard that.
First time I heard that, y'all. Sybil, have you seen her birthday pictures?
Yes.
No.
Come, good Google Mugger, got to be more careful. I wouldn't put that much meat in a pot of beans. You know, that's Steph Brothers in the bottle shop when somebody walked past the shop window. I mean, Jenny still got the block on lock. Ayos mios. I got a pocket full of Rosetta Stones right now. All natural, 100% booty. No false advertisement.
Thank you, Huggy.
Advertisement. Congratulations to Mariah Carey, y'all. Y'all hear she's receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And no, Jay is not where Bill Cosby, old star, used to be. But Sybil, Mariah Carey will have the only star wearing a bra. Whoa! Yeah. Can't wait to go take a selfie with that star. That's just one. That was the other cup. Nick Cannon is out of his mind. Hey, did y'all hear the original rapper who first sang I'm in love with the Coco? Ice T and his wife Coco are expecting
a
child, y'all. When I first heard the news, I was like, who's the father and mother? Sounds to me they're like 10-year members of AARP, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
I mean, Ice T and Coco are like the Aborigines. They paved the way for Kim and Kanye.
Yeah.
Chloe and French Montana.
Yeah.
Tiger and Kylie Jenner. And that's just one house, Sybil. Sybil, what you think Ice T and Coco baby name's going to be?
That's a good one.
Lipton Frappuccino, Chamomile Latte, Nestle Earl Grey. Next week, y'all, me and Chris Paul are back on the road, August 6th, one night only, Richmond, Virginia, Funny Bone. We need money. It's been a long time, y'all. My kid's been wearing her school clothes all summer.